Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeaters, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KADRHB.
Copy Whiskey India 8X-ray WI8X, Wayne County.
Station with an X-ray, will you say you're calling in over me? Just try checking in. Will you say your call again?
Okay, India 8X-ray, WI8X, Wayne County.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. The last station calling, ending in India. One more time, give me your call.
India 8 X-ray, WI8X.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo.
All right, thank you. So Whiskey India 8, and then I rogered November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Got the edit on the list. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.
Here is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Over.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, roger. Alright, here we go. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. the purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywatch. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include our or your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from your group. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, November 8 Hotel Echo Echo, in and out, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie, Whiskey Alpha 8 Mike Charlie Delta, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November, Whiskey India 8 X-ray, November 8, November Oscar Romeo, and Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Other stations, please call.
KB8RHD, this is Whiskey Alpha 8, Alpha Bravo Victor, Elias.
The station just calling, ending in Victor, your call again, over?
Yeah, that's Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, we're in Ohio.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, Roger, I got you on the list. Thanks for checking in and joining us today. Other stations, please call.
Yes, sir. Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, Kent County, you're good readable.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, Roger, you are also good readable. Next station, please call. Alright, we got quite the roster already. We have 15 folks checked in, so we'll go ahead and get started. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, go ahead with your comments.
Alright, good afternoon everyone. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. As Brett said, I'm operating WSADOC today. We just came off of the FEMA Region 5 Oscom net. We had 84 check-ins, pretty good conditions on 60 and 40 this afternoon. So it turned out to be a pretty good net overall. Brett, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Do appreciate that. I don't have very much on the calendar this week. In fact, I have very little on the calendar this week. I have, especially Oxcom-wise, there's nothing. And so I do have to pick up a turkey tomorrow, but that's a different story. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving and the week ahead here, and stay safe and stay healthy. A reminder that we do not have a net next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We will meet again in 2 weeks, so enjoy the time off next weekend. And with that, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, back to net.
All right, very good, Max. Thanks for your comments. Great job on the FEMA Region 5 net from the EOC, and good to hear you. I myself don't have much to add. I did get to do a podcast with our locally where I'm at, and it was regarding, most of it was regarding emergency communication and volunteering and being part of what the outdoor warning sirens are all about. So that was pretty fun, about 20 minutes. So that was the extent of my funds last week, but so we'll go ahead and get started here at the top of the list. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform, what are your comments? Hey, 10-8-OBU, you're up.
Alright, sorry, I got covered by the interference out there. Nothing new here, just riding along. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll be home alone, so I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll go get a keg of beer or something. All right, you guys take care. I'll be monitoring if I'm needed. Then it'll be you.
All right, so very good. Thank you for getting things set up for us today. Appreciate it as always. Next station is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, John. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, KDNRC in the net. This is KJBD, name is Danny, PRF, Washtenaw County. Thanks for picking up the net, Brett. Appreciate that. And also wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. And it looks like the weather may be reasonably good, which is always nice to travel. And safe travels to everybody out there. On the local front, in terms of what's going on here, the local Aero Club is in the process of acquiring one of the Region 2 South trailers, and we'll turn that into a communications trailer for general use for the county, which is good news. And I haven't heard of anything to do to help. Let me know if this would, I can generally make it fit. Big enough hammer, big enough saw, away we go. Anyway, that's about it for us. And so, like I said, we're all kind of moving into that long winter's nap. So, once again, thanks for taking that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments and checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. Next, then we'll do a standby. Next is Kilo Bravo 8. Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Jeff, you're up. KB8FWR, Jeff.
He's obviously in a bad place.
Alright, we'll come back. Next, we'll go ahead and take a standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Is there any station wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call. Okay, hearing none, back to the list. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is Tim, NAWRO, one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, we have good news. We've got word that we've received our 501c3 nonprofit status. So we're all, of course, very happy to hear about that. Last Thursday also was our training session at the MISD building on Garfield Road. We had a mock Skywarn session with a total of 21 members and guests present. We not only did the normal Skywarn drill, but we did training for the MICON key station keys as well. It was a full house in that classroom, and we quite enjoyed that training. The FCC is back up, so the postcard recruitment project is back in full motion again. Hopefully we can get some more members. I'm on the VHF repeater in Mount Clemens, so I'd like to thank Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for providing that link, as always. Happy Thanksgiving to all. This is NAWRO Macomb County. Back to KD8RHB. Thanks, Brett.
All right. Very good, Tim. That's great news on your 501c3 status. That's always great, and it should open up some doors for you guys. So good deal. Thanks again for checking in. All right, next station is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta. Gary, you're up.
CDRHB.
W-A-8-F-C-D.
Really don't have anything further than that today, Brett. I'm not aware of much has happened, certainly in the last week. So I check in here and wish everybody a great holiday, and hope to talk to you soon. Back to you, Brad. CDRC, WAUW. All right, very good, Gary. Good to hear you this afternoon. Thanks for checking in. I always appreciate you joining us here. Next station is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November.
Thank you. This is an amazing day, it's been a fantastic day. I always love it when I see sun out here in Central Michigan here, and anything but anything but bad weather, I tell you. It's been a blessing here for sure. So other than that, I don't have anything really for you. I have been doing emergency radio service for a little while here, a little bit over 2 years. So this is a great program in which we can enjoy and just see how everybody's doing. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy all the food and turkey. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KVH-AVN, back to KVH-RHC.
All right, very good. I'm glad you are glad you're in our emergency communications. 2 years, that's good. Just keep growing with it, and appreciate you doing what you do. It takes a team, so thanks again. Have a good evening. Next station, Whiskey, India 8 X-ray, Chris.
Again, with no traffic, just wanted to give you another check-in. I'm in Wayne County. Have a good evening. Happy holiday.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in. Sorry I butchered your call earlier, but thanks again for checking in. Always welcome here. Next on the list, November 8, November Oscar Romeo.
Good evening, Brett, everyone on the net. This is Benny Delar. Name here is Ken in Kalamazoo County, specifically in Portage, Michigan. It's great to hear WD8AXB as well checking in tonight. We don't have much other than the Lions actually won today. I'm looking forward to Thursday watching with my wife and family. Hopefully the Lions will win again. Audio for everybody here tonight sounds fantastic. Conditions on 40 meters are beautiful tonight. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is NADNOR.
NADNOR, Ken, thanks for joining us again. Looking forward to Thursday for sure. And, they squeaked that one out today. But thanks for joining us, Ken. You're sounding good here at my location. Thanks for your comments. All right, next station is Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie.
Hello, Brett and everyone. This is WD8AXB. Just a little south of Ken in Vicksburg, Michigan, in Kalamazoo County and District 5. And hello to Gary, even a little further north of me. So good to see Kalamazoo County represented here on the net today. Was hoping that KB9IAR would check in, but not yet. last night we had a schedule on 75 meters that took hams from Burr Oak and Portage and Vicksburg and Lawton and a portable station up near Manistee. And that station was running 20 watts and an NFED antenna. And the propagation was not totally steady last night. So 20 watts was maybe just enough to make the contact, but it wasn't enough for a steady contact, unfortunately. So we definitely had a network across Michigan trying to All he needs to do is take HF radio along with him. So we did that as an informal test. And for the most part, it worked. The station in Portage and the station in Burr Oak were very loud to me. So that's about it. Yeah, I haven't heard anything else county news-wise here for Kalamazoo County. Was hoping to get some favorable news about emergency management and a new home for the EOC, but that didn't come out this week. So back to you, Brett, and we're trying to get another station from Portage on the air today, so when you take another standby, keep your ears open for KE8 Romeo Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. And hello over to Jay, who I think might be up next. Back to you, Brett, from WDHB. Over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in and your comments. Yeah, hopefully they'll get something situated for you guys for Kalamazoo County for sure. All right, we'll move along here. And Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo Lima, Jay, you're up.
To the RHB and the Michigan ARPSC, this is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima, Jay and Ypsilanti. Well, good news to report. It's not new news necessarily, but about 3 months ago, we installed the 136.74 repeater just a couple of miles west of Ann Arbor. It's atop a 200-foot tower atop 1,030 feet of elevation. So anyway, we're just lifting the antenna at about 1,200 feet above sea level. It is carrier access. There's nothing on the site to interfere with it, and it isn't seeing any strange input noise. So we'll run carrier access as long as we can. The repeater's been up for about 3 months. It is full-time linked with the WAIRA, Independent Repeater Association network of linked repeaters. These repeaters, many of which are linked via RF paths, extend from up in Traverse City and Vanderbilt all the way down into Kalamazoo, Mount Pleasant, Lansing, Flint, and so forth. By bringing the 146.74 online, that allows the IRA to have reach into southeast Michigan, covering from Lansing down to Toledo and from Detroit to just west of Jackson. It has a quadrant RF footprint, and it is battery box. The repeater can be broken off as a standalone machine. So DECs and ECs, if you need it for any drills or exercises, let me know and I'll give you the DTMF codes for that. The IRA network carries the noontime roundup net at noontime, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to the Michigan VHF NTS traffic net on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m., so we have another traffic net in the area reaching across most of the state. And, of course, there's the ARRL News and the amateur radio news line on Tuesday and Thursday at noon, and again at noon on Sunday and Saturday. So a lot going on that network. It gives Southeast Michigan a reach into the IRA network that it never had before. And for those DECs and ECs that during drills, you want to do digital modes across a wide area. The machine is fully capable, and I am happy with hearing the squawks and whatnot of Vara FM, MT63 packet, even radio teletype. We're open to any or all. So anyway, did want to let the folks know 146.74 is now linked into the IRA and available for use. Enjoy. WBH, PKL, back to that.
All right. WBATKL, Jay, thank you so much for that. That is good. for the IRA to help out with that that area of the state. So very good to hear that. Be good for traveling too on that side. So thanks again for your comments and joining us this afternoon. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Alpha 8 Delta Bravo Victor.
Yeah, KDA, Whiskey Alpha 8 Delta Bravo Victor. Name is Les, Lima, Echo, Sierra. And we just heard you in there, but never been on your net before, so we're kind of new here. We're just sitting here listening to the comments, and you all sounded pretty good so far. So I wanted to say howdy to everybody, and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for letting me come in there. Appreciate that. So that's about all we have here. Kind of enjoying the weather, so it ain't got too cold yet. So other than that, we don't have any more comments. So K88RHD, this is Whiskey Alba 8, Delta Bravo Victor back to you.
All right, very good, Les. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Good to have you aboard. Welcome here anytime. We're here every Sunday for the most part, exception for like the holiday weekends and stuff, but we're here typically at 5 p.m. local time. So either here or 39 or 32, right around there, but you're welcome anytime. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha. Joe, you're up.
Quite a lot to comment on here. It's nice to hear of all of the training and such that's going on, and folks getting their higher earth tactics and stuff all set. And so it's nice to hear that. A lot of my stuff happened. Here, all stations are good readable, primarily, or better. I think there was only one station that was weak. But the band's in pretty good shape. And Fred, I know you're right where you want to be on a Sunday about this time, so good for you. And let's see, I think, there's improvements going on to the Red Cross building's radio room here in Kent County, at the brand new Broadmoor location. That gets us to put laptops in that run on DC power. Explosively, so if you lose AC, we don't have to worry about exhausting batteries except for our backup batteries, which we're going to be putting a fourth one in. So we'll have four backup batteries in line and the ability to keep the computers up with their SDC. So I can have Jeff, and I'd like to thank JWBCKO for info on that. So I know how to do it efficiently. The man said so, and that's what I'm going to do. Other than that, well, that's about all I got. Signals, like I said, are pretty doggone good. And nice to hear everybody around the state and all the nice things happening. Back to you, Brent, and we'll catch you around later. WDUSA, over.
All right. Thank you very much, Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha Joe. Thanks so much for checking in this afternoon, and thanks for your comment. Good to hear you as well. All right, we'll go ahead and take a quick standby. If there's anyone that wishes to join the net, please call KD8RHB at this time. Okay, hearing none, does anyone have any last minute comments or anything further for the net? Over.
WDUSA, over.
Go ahead, Joe.
I forgot to mention, the NTS traffic system has two Michigan nets primarily on voice nets. One that occurs at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, generally around 7.233.
This is KERR Alpha. I've been trying to check in. I just switched antennas.
Yeah, we're checking for that net. That's running through some hard times. And if we don't increase our check-in ratio, I hear that that net may not survive. So, and then of course, the other thing is the Michigan traffic net that meets on 3953, that's 7 p.m. Eastern. So we really need more traffic handlers, more people to check in to keep these nets going, at least on the HF side.
Close down the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net is closed. Close down out.